more.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
We were speaking last time we were together on Wednesday, and the message was Chosen Territory, and I want to to some degree segue into this message today, and we may ultimately make a series of it. But as I was studying the Word of God, these words jumped out to me, and they were the words sound effects. And so, you know, I started to outwork that and look at some things in the scripture. Of course, we've been talking about how on the Jewish calendar, in 2019, in the month of September, began the decade called Pei, P-E-H, or the decade of the mouth. And so there's, I think, a greater emphasis and awareness of the mouth over this decade, especially if it's on the Jewish calendar. Now, many have said that this year is a year of clear vision, you know, 2020. It also is a year of expectation, a decade of expectations. 10 is the number for expectation. Amen. So 10 twice equals 20. And 21 is a significant number, but 20 means that there's expectation for what's coming. Amen. So if you study any numerology in the scriptures, you'll find that the scriptures, mathematically, there's rhythms and harmonies. God does things in sequences and cadence. There's a lot of things that you can follow and walk in wisdom. Amen. Just through understanding how God works. The Israelites knew what God could do, but Moses knew how he worked. He knew of his ways. So we're going to talk about sound effects. Now, when we talk about sound effects, we're going to talk about language. And Wednesday night, we did a small demonstration. I had two of our sisters that speak fluent Spanish, and two of our young brothers that speak Creole. And they were here, and I put the mic up to them while they were talking. And if you don't understand any Spanish or Creole, you might understand a word or two here or there, but they were having conversation. And so they were creating boundaries and borders, especially for someone that doesn't speak or know the language at all. And so, you know, I was saying, you could be walking past them, they could be talking about you. But you wouldn't know. We gonna rob him. You know, they could say anything, but you would have, how y'all doing? You know? Why? Because language determines boundaries and shores. Now, ultimately, there is a kingdom language. This is what we must understand about language. You know, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew and Aramaic, and it's known as the language of expression. The New Testament is written in Greek, and it's known to be the language of explanation. You know, if you study Hebrew and Aramaic and that, you find that you find a word there that's a word in our English, but when you look it up, it explodes with so much more expression. And then the Greek is more of explanation, pronunciations, pronouns, you know, different things that more deeply explain. But today, there's a language, English, and English is the language of expansion. Amen. Okay, you have the language of expression, the language of explanation, and today you have the language of expansion. Anywhere you go in the world, you'll find someone that speaks English. Amen. Anywhere you go in the world. It's the universal language. Just like the dollar, you'll find the dollar anywhere and everywhere. You won't find the pound everywhere, even though the pound is more, you know, is more valuable, and the euro. But the dollar, you go to the jungle and find somebody with a dollar. So, understanding that God himself used and uses language to express, explain, and expand his kingdom. He uses language. We have the Word of God. That's how we know about God. That's how we have received him. That's how we know about the kingdom. So, there's a kingdom language. Let me give you a definition of the word language. Webster's definition: language simply means the words, their pronunciations, and the methods of combining them, which is used and understood by a community. The form or style of verbal expression, the system of signs, symbols, and rules for using them to carry information. Now, understand, we're living in a time, and as God gave us our word for this new year, and I'm sure many others received the word for this year and beyond, but we're living in a time where new apostolic dimensions, somebody say new, are being released on the earth. There's new stuff that God's doing. There's new things that are being released into the earth realm. New dimensions. Now, the vehicle that carries these dimensions is the vehicle of language. Remember, some of y'all won't remember this, but if a police officer was on 95 way back in the day, if he needed to call, or, you know, if he needed to make a stop, something on the highway there, he would have to find a pole with the phone on it, pull over, and go over to the phone, crank it up, and call back to the station. That was back in the day. Even the terminology that was used for that technology is worlds apart from the terminology and the technology today. Wouldn't you say it's new today versus back then? Think about the horse and buggy. Here in this city, if you look at the history of this city and you look at some of the pictures back in the early 19th century, you'll see horse and buggies riding these same pathways. But now everything has changed. Terminology has changed. Technology has changed. So there are changes in the earth realm, there will constantly be changes. But with the changes, always there is a language. There is a terminology. As I've said before, you know, there was a time where there was no such word as email. No, the mail. What you mean by email? Where my mail? Right? iPhone. No. My phone. no such a, but with the technology came the terminology. Now, it's important that you and I learn and express kingdom language. Now, when we talk about kingdom language, it's like in the South. You can go, and I'm not being critical here, but you can go into certain places in the South, let's say back in the woods. I heard a baseball player once. We were in a restaurant. He was playing for the St. Lucie Mets. He was on their farm team, but he was from somewhere in Georgia. And to hear him talk, you'd have to like, wait a minute, what'd you say? Because of the dialect from that particular region. In New England, New York, you know, there's different dialects. The Midwest, California, the Northwest, all English, but different dialects. Amen. Amen. What we have to understand today is that God is moving. Amen. Even though there are dialects, even in the body of Christ, there are different dialects. And again, this is not criticism, but yeah, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, you know, you have all these, and I liken them to different dialects. Save people that love God, but different dialect. One may not believe that. That doesn't mean that they got to be against that one or that one's any less. No, that's the dialect they have. But now God is moving in these last days, and he's raising up forerunners. Amen. 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 Just like before Jesus came, God raised up a forerunner to herald his coming. Amen. It doesn't make you any better or worse. It just means you call to that. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, own up to what you called to. That's a problem in the body of Christ. A lot of folk don't want to own up. If you're gifted, you better own up to what you're gifted in. Amen. If you're called to do this, own up to it. Stop trying to hide. And amen, because you think people are going to persecute you. Well, they're going to persecute you when you hide. Ain't no way around it. You got to be what God called you to be. Let that light shine. That men, that the world may see your good works and glorify God. Stop being afraid. God got you, just like the song we just sang. He goes before us, goes behind us. He's all around us to protect you. Amen. What you carry has value. But what we need in this day and time, the vehicle that carried these new dimensions is language. Amen. I got to stop singing songs like going up the rough side of the mountain. You can sing it if you want. That's your dialect. But that don't fit my dialect. My DNA don't agree with that anymore. Amen. Some of us need to stop saying, you know, with every new level, there's a new devil. Who told you that? Amen. Where is that in the scripture? Amen. As a matter of fact, there are some levels where there ain't no devil. Amen. For the 40 days that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after the resurrection, where was the devil? Amen. We didn't see him that one time. He wasn't there to disrupt anything. Amen. 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 Think about it a moment. But see that old dialect you had. Time to learn some kingdom language. Amen. Amen. Instead of always talking about what you don't have, learn to talk about what he's already done. Amen. You see, vision will always be followed by provision. Amen. Amen. If this is a year where you're going to see clearly, then start talking right. Amen. Amen. You don't see first and then talk. You talk first and then you see.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. you.